You ever want to see something sad, you take a good look at a crying kid running toward somebody. You see all this hurt and scared in their faces. The night we left, Dion ran out of the house after me, saying, "Don't go without taking me, Lena. I know you ain't coming back." I didn't have the first desire to leave without Dion. She was the whole reason I was getting us out of there. When Mama died and Daddy got to touching on me, I started making plans. But those were stupid and didn't work out like I wanted them to. Now, I had another plan. And this one would work, sure as I was born. Every morning, I'd go out behind the house and check on the supplies I kept hidden beneath somebody's junked car. It seemed like forever I had been putting stuff together. An old tarp I'd found by a campsite, a water bottle I'd taken from Winn-Dixie, socks and long underwear, sweaters, me and Dion's blue plastic rain slickers, a flashlight, high energy bars and blankets. I needed us to be ready for any kind of weather, ready for anything. I'd had my number of nights sleeping outside, and I knew how cold could settle right down into your bones and kill you if you weren't careful. Some nights, I'd just go out there and pack and unpack the stuff to make sure it fit good in the knapsacks. We couldn't take a whole lot of stuff, because I wanted us to look like two kids on their way to school. I'd learn how to roll the blankets up real tight, make them the size of a sweater. I was out behind the house packing up our stuff for the last time the night Dion came running toward me. I had just come from riding around with our daddy trying to talk to him, trying to convince him that it wasn't right, him touching Dion. But he just made believe I was crazy, that he wasn't doing anything out of place. It was bad enough my daddy was touching me, but touching Dion was another story. I was already too old to have big dreams of being somebody, but Dion was just a little kid. When I turned around and saw Dion, I shoved the stuff back under the car real fast and leaned against it, scared. "You can't leave without me, Lena," Dion said, wiping her nose with the back of her hand. What if Dion froze to death? People would say it would have been better to keep her with our daddy than having her freeze. Me, if I froze, even that would be better than living the way we lived. But maybe not for Dion. I mean, what if she didn't have the strength to be on the road? "What makes you think I'm going someplace, girl?" Dion nodded toward the car.
"All this time you've been packing stuff under that car. You even packed my little blue pillow, the one somebody sewed for me."
"Mama sewed that pillow for you." Dion stared at me without saying anything. I looked at the ground, remembering something I had tried to forget. Right after Mama died, this woman came from the child welfare department. When I told her about our daddy making me sleep in the same bed with him, she took me and Dion away. Then she sent Dion one way and me the other. It was the first time we'd ever been separated. And it was gonna be the last time, too.
"You remember when you was still in Nelsonville and they'd sent me down near Kentucky?"
Dion nodded and wiped her eyes with the back of her hand. "You remember how I ran away and come to get you?